Hamas terrorist leader, buy cheap knives, behead Jews. By Joshua Klein on May 11, 2021. Hamas political leader and designated terrorist Fatih Hamad called on Palestinians in Jerusalem on Friday to buy cheap knives in order to behead Jews. Meanwhile, Democrats continue to cozy up to the Gaza terror group while condemning Israel for responding to attacks against it and calling to end or condition aid to the Jewish state. In public remarks during an address which aired on Hamas Al-Aqsa TV on Friday, Hamad called for the beheading of Jews. "People of Jerusalem, we want you to cut off the heads of the Jews with knives," he said, clarifying to cut their carotid artery as he demonstrated doing so with his hand. The Hamas leader then bragged that the act could be accomplished with little cost. "Buy a knife, sharpen it, put it here, against the neck, and just cut off their heads," he said. "It costs just 5 shekels, roughly $1.50. With those 5 shekels you will humiliate the Jewish state," he added. Explicitly noting that Jews are the enemy, and not merely Israelis or Zionists, which have become euphemisms to avoid charges of anti-Semitism, Hamad quoted the Islamic Quran in claiming that Jews are most hostile. "You shall find the strongest in enmity towards the believers to be the Jews and the polytheists," he said. Hamad added that Jews are guilty of other evils and that their demise is at hand. "The Jews have spread corruption and have acted with arrogance, and their moment of reckoning has come," he said. "The moment of, their, destruction at your hands has arrived." In September 2016, Hamad was designated as a terrorist by the U.S. State Department. In July 2019, Hamad urged the millions of Palestinians worldwide to kill Jews wherever they are. "Oh, you 7 million Palestinians abroad, enough warming up," he said. "There are Jews everywhere. We must attack every Jew on planet Earth. We must slaughter and kill them, with Allah's help." Many viewed the rhetoric from Hamas as perfectly in line with the terror group's regular stances. If you want to understand why 30 years after Oslo peace accords, and 16 years after Israel's complete withdrawal from Gaza there still isn't peace, this here is a good starting point, wrote Daniel Schwamenthal, director of the AJC Transatlantic Institute, TAI. Hamas is a Palestinian terrorist organization committed to destroying Israel, bankrolled and armed by Iran, using the people of Gaza as human shields for hiding and firing weapons, wrote the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, IPAC. "This is what Hamas, who is funded by Iran, does every single day," wrote Brian Lieb, the executive director of Iranian Americans for Liberty. "They incite violence and encourage their supporters to murder Jews. Hamas is not a government. They are a terrorist organization," he added. Here's what a hashtag Hamas Politburo member had to say about Jerusalem and the Jews on Hamas TV during the day on Friday, wrote the Anti-Defamation League's Washington Director for International Affairs David Weinberg. Same Fatih Hamas of Hamas who said in 2008, "For the Palestinian people, death has become an industry. We desire death like you desire life," wrote international human rights lawyer and political analyst Arsen Ostrovsky, adding a link to the 2008 speech. "Let's say there truly are two sides in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict," suggested former New York State Assemblyman Dov Hykind, D. "You get to choose between the side that calls for cutting off the heads of Jews and the side that doesn't call for anyone to be decapitated," he continued. "Choose wisely, and reap what you sow." Peaceful protesters mocked political commentator Ian Miles Chung. Many, sharing the clip of Hamad calling for attacks on Jews, also noted the support the Hamas terror group receives from progressive Democrats. "This is who at Rashida Tlaib Ilhan Emin Etok and many Democrats support," wrote political pundit and writer Carmen Sabia. Terrorist Hamas. Friend of Bernie, Warren, Tlaib, Cortez, Harris Biden, wrote conservative writer David Horowitz. Democrats are supporting Islamic Nazis who express goal is a second Holocaust of the Jews, he added. Avoiding condemnation for Hamas attacks, several Democratic lawmakers blasted Israeli reprisals against Hamas terror in recent days. Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar, D., while declining to meaningfully condemn Hamas attacks on Israel, slammed Israeli reprisals as an act of terrorism. In response, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, wrote that Omar is acting as the press secretary for Hamas. On Monday, Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, called to end all aid to Israel. Enough is enough, she wrote. Last week, Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, head Morton Klein slammed several far-left Democrats, including Omar and Tlaib, after the Democrats lambasted Israel and called to cut all U.S. aid to the Jewish state. In an exclusive statement made to Breitbart News, the ZOA, the nation's oldest pro-Israel organization, called out the Democrats for their absurd depictions of Israel. Anti-Israel Jew-hating reps Omar, Tlaib and some others, have disgracefully not only supported boycotting America's closest ally Israel but absurdly called Israel evil, racist, and an apartheid state, Klein wrote. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.